So, Farai, I know you've heard this phrase from LendingTree.com, you know, the online lending service. When banks compete, you win. Well, what if we change that phrase to be, when judges whack banks over the head, homeowners win? Is it possible? Well, the House of Representatives passed a bill allowing bankruptcy judges to change the terms of mortgages to help strapped homeowners avoid foreclosure. Basically, the bankruptcy judges force the bank to change things. Now, bankruptcy has always been thought of as a moral stigma. But is bankruptcy actually a relief for homeowners here, especially if the judges have this discretion? Joining us now is Katie Porter, associate professor at the University of Iowa College of Law. And she is the daughter of Daniel Porter, our other guest, who's vice president of Current Brothers Savings Bank. And as I said, Katie's father. Katie and Daniel, first of all, I understand that you disagree over what the House of Representatives did, the so-called cram down law. But Katie, if you could lay it out for us first, and then maybe we'll get into it a little bit.
Yeah, the law basically does gives the judges power to modify a home mortgage loan if the person files Chapter 13 bankruptcy. And so the person will need to get an attorney in most instances, pay a filing fee, complete disclosures and schedules, and then be able to propose a plan to the judge to change the terms of the mortgage. And the bill would let judges do up to four different things. They could reduce the amount of principal on the loan, and this is the most controversial part of the bill. They could freeze the interest rate if it's an adjustable rate loan. They could lower the interest rate to a lower interest rate and fix it for the life of the loan. And then last, they could extend the term of the loan. So those are the four potential powers that judges would have to help families who filed bankruptcy and wanted to keep their homes.
So as a banker, Daniel Porter, what's wrong with what your daughter is laying out there?
Well, I always look at it in the opposite perspective. How would the public feel if interest rates were falling on an adjustable rate loan? Over the last 30 years, houses have gone up greatly in value. How would the public feel if we decided that a judge could come in and modify your rate to increase the value of your mortgage or increase your adjustable rate mortgage, because that's what the market did? What's fair one way should be fair the other way.
Hi, it's Farai here. I'm not sure which one of you would prefer to address this. Let me throw out the scenario. There's something in Florida called the Rocket Docket, which is where people are just thrown through foreclosure process, like, you know, bam, 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 kind of a no-mercy situation. Let me ask you, actually, Katie, I'll start with you, and if you want to chime in, Daniel, what ways are homeowners in distress being treated, and do they have enough time to process what's going on?
I think that's one of the reasons we've always seen hundreds of thousands of homeowners a year come into bankruptcy. That's true even under the current law. And while the new law would probably increase that number, undoubtedly increase that number, one of the reasons we do see homeowners coming into bankruptcy already, and we'd see more, is that there are 50 different state foreclosure systems. Depending on where you live, like where my dad and I live in Iowa, it takes a relatively long time to foreclose. My dad as a lender has to jump through a lot of hoops before he can take someone's home, but that's not true in some other states. In states like Texas, it could be as few as 42 days before somebody's home is gone, and it never goes before a judge. It's a non-judicial foreclosure. So I think one of the things with the bankruptcy legislation that could be a positive, it would impose some uniformity on the process. So instead of having a lot of variation in what kind of help you get, there would be a set of even federal rules that would govern foreclosure modifications.
Well, let me just ask you a quick follow-up, Mr. Porter. Have you ever... These rocket dockets are a situation where, like I said, it's really no mercy. It's like, are you up to date on your payments? If not, bye-bye. Have you ever been swayed by a personal story? As someone who makes loans, do you take into account people's personal stories and still take into account your business?
Oh, absolutely. There is no banker, I don't think, especially in community banks like we are, medium-sized $200 to $500 million banks that are personal bankers, that I made the loan 5 years ago that the person who now cannot pay for his house, it becomes a very personal thing. And there's no banker like me who would not rather have the customer come in, shut the door, work out any possibility whatsoever to avoid the moral stigma, if there still is one, the legal expense, the delay in getting on with the person's life. There's nothing that a banker wouldn't do to work with to avoid all those hassles. And in Iowa, by the way, it takes about 4 months, if everything goes just right, to foreclose on a house. But then if it's your personal residence in Iowa, you have a year's right of redemption. So Iowa bankers and most community bankers in those kind of states would go to the wall and work with you to try to avoid that.
Right. Well, by the end of this recession, bankruptcy may be a badge of honor. Everyone's going to be going through it at this point. There's an alarming statistic that I want you to quickly respond to before we go. Most loans that are renegotiated or even in bankruptcy are renegotiated end up in default anyway. Katie, will this bill in the House address that at all? Very quickly.
Right. So the idea is that once we have the judges taking a look at the modifications, we can force the lenders to take a deeper haircut and provide loans that are truly sustainable. We would reduce the rate of failure on modifications.
We would also
reduce the rate of failure on bankruptcies by giving families the relief they really need.
Well, we'll see what happens. Katie Porter, Associate Professor, University of Iowa College of Law, and Daniel Porter, father of Katie and Vice President of Kern Brothers Savings Bank. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you. Have a good
day. Thank you.